Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe. Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Johnny Kent Show. John Cobell, Ken Champo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, this is fantastic. The New York Post has an exclusive that Republicans say a new nonpartisan report indicates that Joe Biden improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office, raising the possibility that he owes the IRS as much as $500,000 in back Medicare taxes. Wow. And of course, he's been screaming as he tries to push his social welfare bill through Congress that the rich need to pay their fair share. But if he's avoided $500,000 in Medicare taxes.
And this is from the Congressional Research Service.
Yes.
I guess it's legal because there's a bill that would
Used S corporations to avoid paying Medicare tax on speaking fees and book sales in 2017 and 2018. Wait. It does sound like it's a good old legal loophole. Yes.
Wait a second. Who bought a Joe Biden book? Show me that guy.
Who listened to him speak?
Wait, Joe Biden has a book? Wait, Joe Biden speaking tonight?
He and the first lady routed more than $13 million through S corporations, but counted less than $800,000 of that as salary, eligible for the Medicare tax. You see how that works? So exempted the rest from the 3.8% rate.
It's legal, but he's in front of the camera.
About fair share and about people avoiding and people using loopholes.
The phrase fair share makes me want to fight somebody.
I know. I hate that.
I hate that. And they stop at that. They just yell fair share. And nobody ever says, well, what's that number?
But this is kind of what Trump did, too. He used the laws.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you do. You hire guys to find out how you could avoid. Who wants to pay a hell of a lot of taxes?
Hey, I don't get mad at this. If it's
I don't either. It seems hypocritical because he's from the crowd that says, you're not paying enough.
Oh, that's the part. Yeah. He's yelling at everybody else. They're not paying enough.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about, we haven't in a while, a big sex abuse case settlement. This involves the Redlands Unified School District. And boy, you talk about problems there. Manley, Stewart, and Fonaldi is the law firm on this, representing the victims. We're going to be talking to attorney Morgan Stewart. The firm had already secured settlements totaling $41 million from child sex abuse lawsuits against Redlands Unified School District since 2016. The latest is an $11 million settlement involving a former middle school teacher. So let's find out more.
All right. And we have Morgan Stewart here. He was the lead attorney on this case. Thanks for coming on, Morgan.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right. This is kind of baffling, at least to me here. The teacher we're talking about at Clement Middle School is Sean Lopez. These crimes were committed 1999 to 2001, so over 20 years ago. He's convicted of 60 felony counts in 2006, and he's going to be in prison forever. And only now, in 2021, is there finally a civil settlement? How did this happen? How come 20 years had to go by?
Well, this came about through the change in the law in January 2020 because they were statutorily barred from bringing it. And that's what the school districts tried to do, was prevent all these students who were abused years ago from bringing forth their claims. And so when that law was signed into effect, changing the law, these kids were allowed to bring their their lawsuit, and we filed just shortly after January 2020 to bring these claims.
So these kids are in their 30s now.
Yeah, they're all in their early 30s now.
Now, let's put the pedophiles aside for a moment. Explain to us what's the responsibility here and the reason that the school district has to pay up. What did they fail to do?
Well, so this is a fascinating story, because Lopez started with the district in the fall of 1999. He was a brand new teacher, and coming from basically a law enforcement background, although he really didn't succeed in law enforcement. And so he starts 3 months, almost 3 months to the day after he starts, a group of students write a letter to their teacher, who turns it over to the principal at Orangewood High School, who then turns it over to the principal at Clement. And the letter basically says he is acting sexually inappropriate with students. He's approaching them with sexual topics. He's asking them to their house. He's doing everything that a pedophile, bright red flags of a pedophile would do. And so that's the first indication. December 1999, 3 months into his hire, he's a probationary teacher at that point. And we've talked to the principals of both schools, and the principal of the one school said, I made a bad judgment call in not reporting him. I should have reported him. And then in the other principal talks to one student, doesn't talk to the reporting students, talks to one student and concludes, he could do things better. I think those are her exact words. He could have done some stuff better.
Well, wait a second. These are really benign responses.
3 months into it.
But, I mean, the idea that it's a bad judgment, what other judgment could there be other than reporting the grooming and the sexual abuse? How could there possibly be another option?
There is no other option.
There's nothing to judge here. Judgment means you have two or more choices and you're trying to pick the best one. But when you're dealing with a child molester, there is no option B. Option A is you call the police. That's it.
Well, guys, it gets worse, because over the next 2 years, so they leave him in the class. He's a probationary teacher. They know this letter exists. Over the next 2 years, student and parent after student and parent report him for the same behavior. He's talking to kids about masturbation. He's talking to kids about how to commit suicide. He's talking to kids about drug and how to smuggle drugs. He's talking to kids and inviting them over to his house. He's showing kids in his classroom pornography. All these things are going on. And it's not like they're happening in isolation. All these kids come to their parents and say, this is happening. And the parents go to the principal. The principal ignores them, to the point where she starts threatening students that are reporting it and saying, if you continue to report this, I'm going to hold you accountable. You cannot continue talking about this teacher. And then starts to threaten one student in particular and says, I'm going to kick you out of school if you continue reporting this. For a 2-year period, you know what they did to that teacher? They let her retire. They did nothing to her. She didn't report. She didn't do anything, and yet they simply said, okay, well, and they investigated. The school district found all this evidence out in about 2002, 2003. They did nothing to these teachers.
Well, what is the motivation for everyone not wanting to report? They're not being accused of doing it. They'd look like heroes.
If you could, that's $10 million question. Why? If you're a teacher or a principal, why wouldn't you report? My belief here is that it got so entrenched that it was defensive at that point. You didn't want the administration didn't want to say anything, because if they said anything, the 2 years before that somebody would have found out what they didn't do.
Right.
But eventually it blows up. I mean, by 06,
eventually somebody comes along. Yeah.
I mean, by 06, he ends up getting convicted on 60 felony counts. So nobody got away with any of this.
No. And that's the story of Redlands. Nobody's getting away with it. $41 million says nobody's getting away with this, but it continues to happen. And And if you can't, if you're a citizen of Redlands and you look at this and you go, why does this keep happening? It's the personnel in charge. That's the only answer. I mean, we know that. We know from the other cases that they destroyed evidence and were investigated and recommended for charges, and you know that they weren't charged. And administrators, superintendents were charged or were threatened with criminal charges, and yet the DA didn't charge them.
Wow. Have they removed these administrators and superintendents?
No, they're still in the district.
What?
What?
Same people?
They're still there.
In 2021, they're all still there?
They're still there. They're still in the district. People who were accused of destroying evidence and covering up childhood sexual abuse are still in the district.
Yeah, I could see why. Maybe not a criminal case, but at least they should be dismissed from these positions. That's hard to believe.
Because they created tremendous danger and trauma and abuse.
And now the district has to pay out all this money because of their actions.
It's not their money. It's just tax money.
Tax money. All right. Well, we appreciate talking to you. Thanks a lot for that update.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
All right. That's Attorney Morgan Stewart with Manley Stewart and Finaldi, and of course a law firm that have represented victims of sex abuse for quite a while now. They're one of the nation's leading firms.
What's wrong with everybody in Redding?
Redlands,
rather.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people in Redding,
it's
too?
Redlands Unified School District.
How come none of the adults in Redlands have
ended? $41 million in child sex abuse lawsuits since 2016.
This is a 23-year-old story. Wow. Nobody responds to anything anymore. Their kids are getting raped, and it doesn't matter.
All right, we got more to come.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Covell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, the Moist Line's tomorrow already. Last chance to leave your calls at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll give you the whole roundup of the latest with the situation at the border in Texas with the Haitians under the bridge. A lot of developments in that story. Of course, last week, Governor Dippity-Doo, and this seems like months ago already, survived the recall vote, but he's in trouble with a big union that supported him. The United Farm Workers apparently had given time and money to help defeat the recall vote against Gavin Newsom. Now they're upset because he vetoed a bill, Assembly Bill 616. I guess he just did it. It would have allowed farm workers to vote by mail in union elections. Now, you might wonder, well, we all voted by mail in the recall in the presidential election if we wanted to. What's the problem with people voting in a union election by mail? It would have allowed agricultural workers to select their collective bargaining representative through a ballot card election by voting at a physical location or by putting it in the mail or dropping it off at the Agricultural Labor Relations Board office. But he said no. And their response, which I think is rather fun and interesting, is that they are going to go on a march to the French Laundry restaurant to protest Newsom. They had planned a march anyway to commemorate Cesar Chavez, the 1968 labor march, but they are apparently changing the route. The march will now go to the French Laundry restaurant in Napa County as a protest against the governor.
See, the
they actually want to meet with him. I think the joke is he's always there. Well, I don't know. he goes there every week.
Do you think he's gone back or will go back?
I doubt it because somebody would report that.
Yeah, but he's such an arrogant, empty-headed doofus. There's one guy who's dumb enough to go back. It would be Newsom.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Now the head of the California Farm Bureau, and I guess this represents the farm executives and the companies, said that this protects the sanctity of the secret ballot election. Mm. That's why the farming industry was against letting the union workers mail in their ballots. Or that's their story anyway. That's the cover story.
Did they donate to Newsom?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Is that why he vetoed the bill for them?
He has no opinions on his own.
Well, because his veto messages, well, there's inconsistencies and procedural issues related to the collection and review of ballots. It sounds like gobbledygook.
Somebody wrote that for him. So anyway, this guy, Jamie Johansson, said this protects the sanctity of the secret ballot election. It means that strong arm organizing tactics and coercion have no place in California agriculture. See, I guess the Farm Bureau, the owners, the companies, think that then, I would guess, the radical elements of the union would intimidate and force people into voting for whoever is the most extreme candidate, which...
Like a ballot harvest?
Through... unions really run on intimidation and bribery. Yeah. They scare their flock into conforming, and then they take their money to bribe whoever's in charge. So I would think that the Farm Bureau doesn't want to deal with the radical elements of a union. No corporation does, right?
Right.
Because they, you know, those guys play really dirty. So they want to take away one of the weapons that the radical elements in a union would have, because if you can basically ballot harvest by mail, then who knows what these thugs would do going door to door in order to get you to vote the right way.
Right. But one of the Republicans here says, well, he agreed with Newsom's veto that it would violate farm workers' right to vote in secret. But if you have to show up in person to vote, that's not exactly voting in secret. Although they don't know who you marked your vote for.
But. Right. But you know, your ballot is not secret.
Hmm. All right, we got more coming up.
Which is why I don't vote by mail. John and Ken KFI. It's the John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere. You cannot avoid us.
That's right. They've got Wi-Fi on the moon.
You got that app? There we are.
You go on one of Jeff Bezos' rockets to the moon, you will see. We're there.
But watch a moonquake. You know, no earthquakes today, Deborah Mark?
No earthquakes today. Knocking on wood that it'll stay that way.
It's been a couple of days. I think it's calming down.
Right. Check the LA earthquake bot.
That's right, the bot.
It could have been a 1.5 somewhere.
I don't care about a 1.5.
Oh, so what is it?
I care about a 5.
But you reported a 3 something.
Oh, I know. Well, because I need to report. I didn't freak. I worry that that's a precursor to a larger one. Or... that it's going to get bigger and bigger.
You were upset over the 1 and the 4s.
Yeah, I know. Because I felt it, and I'm worried that we're going to have a 5 or a 6 or a 7 or, oh my God, even an 8.
Hmm. She's right on the edge.
Always.
Right on that roof.
Yeah, see, I'm on the edge just waiting to report about things.
She goes. That's
you off the cliff.
Bye!
That's her exit bag. We'll be talking about the Haitian immigrants coming up after the news at 5 o'clock. A few developments today, including a little bit of fireworks at one of those White House press secretary press conferences, where a reporter was just asking the dopey spokeshole, Jen Psaki, about reports that some of the migrants may be faking pregnancies. You see, people are getting special color-coded pieces of paper to indicate whether or not they're going to get to stay or they're going to get to be deported.
Mm-hmm. And there's a pregnancy color.
There's a pregnancy color. There's a color.
And suddenly, guys are getting pregnant down there.
The people are getting booted apparently are single men followed by single women. But any kind of family unit, minor.
But if a woman says, "Oh, I'm pregnant," what are you going to do? Testing for COVID. They're not going to be testing for pregnancy.
So we'll talk about all this in the 5 o'clock hour. This story, I think the answer lies almost in the first paragraph. The headline is, amid reports of homelessness and John's favorite new phrase, food insecurity, 25,000 employees have sued Disneyland for better pay. We'll get into the details in a moment, but the first person in the story is Disneyland cast member. Remember, that's what they're called. They're cast members. Gabriel Saraceno, who said, "We feel like there's always somebody else that will fill our spot, and we're just there." You see, Saraceno has worked at Disneyland Hotel for 15 years as a valet. He parks cars and assists guests with their luggage. For all of those 15 years, he's earned the minimum wage from Disney, and he'd get a little extra income from tips. But apparently recently, leadership made the decision that valets cannot handle luggage, so he's losing out on that tip money.
Why? Is there a COVID policy there?
I didn't say in the story. But again, Saraceno said, I can't make it on minimum wage, which is how much they pay me. If they're going to make changes where I have less opportunity for tips, half my income's gone. I hope to someday buy a house. That extra money I should be able to invest in my community and help my children have an edge. But again, the first paragraph that I read contains all you need to know about the story. I'm afraid you can be replaced.
Well, anybody
in the labor market, people are paid based on their skills and their value and their uniqueness to the
anybody,
job.
Do people understand that the low-wage
you
jobs are low?
You should not be working as a valet for 15 years.
They're low-skill jobs. They're no-skill jobs. Anybody can park a car. I even can park a car. Not well.
Yeah.
Anybody can park a car, so you're never going to get paid well for it. And after 15 years, and he's still moaning about not being able to feed the family, and we got to hear lectures about food insecurity. It's like, what the hell?
That's the problem.
Try to get another skill. Or how about this one? There's plenty of hotels in the world. Plenty of valet jobs.
A lot of people that work in the hospitality industry, sad to say, are easily replaced. You know, whether it's working at a hotel or working at Disney.
It's not sad to say. It's what it is.
So that's why the wages aren't high. That's kind of how the system works.
It's a no-skill job. It doesn't. There's no reason to pay more money. If you ran the hotel, you wouldn't be paying valets much either.
Well,
I don't even like valets. I'd rather park my own car.
I thought during COVID, a lot of people were doing that. Didn't want somebody in their car.
That whole process is a pain in the ass because when you want to get your car, sometimes you got to stand there for 20 minutes. I mean, whenever we go out to some kind of event, we leave before it's over. Because you ever been in like an hour-long valet line waiting for your car? Who the hell needs that?
Not to defend it, but they can park cars more efficiently when they valet because they have all the keys. They can stack them up and lock them in together and they can get more space.
That's their problem. Pain in the ass to me.
They did a survey back in 2018. 11% of Disneyland employees reported experienced homelessness. 68%, John, were food insecure. 73% said they didn't earn enough for basic living expenses.
So go work somewhere else.
This is another job for teenagers. We've talked about this in the fast food industry, did we not, years ago? Remember the fight for 15? It's the same thing. I don't think you can expect to make a career, buy a house, raise children, pay college tuitions, working behind the counter at a McDonald's, or working as a cast member at Disneyland. That's not how it works. You have to try to move up the ladder, maybe management, or go to school, learn new skills, and pay you more money.
But
I'm afraid that's how it works.
But what happened? Because I grew up, we were lower middle class. We're blue collar dirt. And a whole bunch of my friends worked in fast food. I had 2 days at a restaurant. That was a bad experience. But we all knew none of us were rich. None of us were. We were all barely middle class. We all knew that you couldn't stay at the fast food joint. Everybody knew that. It was never even discussed. It was because most of our parents said, well, you got to get a job. You know, you're 16 years old. You got to get a job. Okay, where are you going to go get a job? Well, they're hiring over at McDonald's. Okay, so that's what all my friends did. They had one form or another, same kind of job. Well, okay, and we made a little bit of money, and as we got cars, it paid for gas money, and you know we could go out and eat together and all that stuff. That was it. That was the extent of what you could do with a minimum wage job. Gas money.
The minimum wage in California is $14 an hour. Disney's agreed to pay $15. Without getting into too much of the guts of this, because it's a complicated story, there was something called Measure L, voted into law in Anaheim in 2018. Any private business that receives city subsidies is required to raise employee wages to $18 an hour by 2022, plus subsequent cost of living increases. And at issue here is whether or not Disney got certain tax breaks or subsidies from the city of Anaheim. It has something to do with the parking garage and stuff. I don't want to get into all the particulars because I want to stick with the main thing here.
All right, but what year did people forget that these jobs are meant for teenagers? Like, when did that happen? I wasn't tracking this, but at some point I noticed grown men and women in their 30s and 40s think that they ought to live and raise a family on what I was making when I was 16.
I can tell you, and we've talked about it, when we took in many migrants, both legal and illegal, some of them didn't move up the educational skill ladder. They took these positions, remember, because the claim was, other people don't want them anymore. But that's fine. You can take the position because you're new to the country and you need work, but you've got to...
Yeah, but that, you know what?
You can't become permanent jobs, and you can't expect to be paid, $25 an hour more.
And you're never going to be paid that. This is what I don't understand about the whining. There is no chance you're ever going to make a good living working menial labor. That's never going to happen. It's going to go up incrementally, from 14 to 15 bucks. But now inflation is going up quicker than that.
Right. Well, then they argue, of course, Disney is bleeding money. Of course, they're a
well, that doesn't matter.
Conglomerate with whether, all the streaming whether, services.
Whether Disney is the wealthiest company in the world or not, it's their company and their money. And if they don't want to pay you more than 14 bucks to park a car, they don't have to.
Because they can find someone else to replace you.
Believe me, if you didn't have the minimum wage, you'd be making like $3 an hour. That's probably what it's really worth to park cars. They probably could find, kids in high school just got their licenses to park the cars much cheaper. I don't get this. Parking a car is not a career. It's not to raise a family on. If you don't understand that, well, then maybe that's why you're parking cars for 15 years.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we'll update you on the situation with the Haitians at the border. The horses are out. We'll explain what that means. And the U.S. envoy.
Fake news.
Haiti quit.
Rules.
This story, I think we covered when it was in the news last year, but now it's done because the two people involved have been sentenced. Bob Lee Allen is 54. He and his husband, Thomas Evan Gates III, were charged with castrating a man who came to them voluntarily through a forum called Eunuch Maker. It has since ceased to exist. People wanting castration services from unlicensed cutters.
Wait, is there a licensed eunuch maker? You can pay a fee and get licensed for this?
Well, you may have to have a castration because there could be cancer. There may be a reason why the testicle.
Wouldn't you go to a regular doctor for that?
Last October...
What does the guy use, bolt cutters?
The victim, who was not named, flew from Virginia to Dallas, was picked up and taken to the couple's cabin up in the woods in southeast Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oh, that's great. The cabin in Oklahoma.
The man recalled that Mr. Allen performed the surgery on a poorly assembled table inside the cabin. He said that the husband was complicit during the surgery because he handed the surgical equipment when Mr. Allen asked for certain tools. It doesn't say what he used.
Kitchen knife?
He was not sedated during the procedure.
Is that live audio we had? Let me hear that again. Hold on.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, you got to add some screams.
He was simply injected in the needed areas. He did not have an overall sedative.
No sedative.
And he said after
the surgery... What a lousy doctor.
Allen said he was going to eat the eat the testicles.
Oh, really?
Well, laughing. But the investigators did find some body parts in a plastic bag in a deep freezer in the cabin's bedroom. They're not saying what those are.
I think we know. Would he collect them?
I guess he would save...
Wow. How do you end up with that?
This is an odd sexual proclivity.
But how do you end up with that fetish?
That might be a great psychological
case. That's a question I've had all my life. Didn't you ever wonder that?
No, I have not.
Well, all right, well, wonder about it. How do people end up with their strange fetishes?
To be deballed.
All right. I mean, we all start out as cute little babies, right?
Right.
So is there something already ticking inside our brains when we're embryos, fetuses, right? Mm. And then we come out? Or does something really awful have to happen to us How do you get a fixation on having your genitals cut off?
Why don't you do a deep dive on that?
A deep dive.
Well, and get back to us.
There is a reason. We just don't know it. So I'm wondering what the reason would be. And all the fetishes, right? Some people like to dress in rubber. Or
they do.
Some people.
Okay. I don't have any fetishes, so.
None?
No.
Mm-mm. Everybody's got one.
What's yours?
Oh, I can't describe it on the air.
Mr. Okay. Allen is getting 12 years and a month in jail. His husband getting time served. Yeah, 12 years.
That's 6 years per testicle.
Well, it was volunteer. A guy came wanting to be.
Now, I forgot. Did this guy die or?
No. He's alive. In fact, they went to visit him at the hospital, and that's when they arrested the pair. Doesn't say how he's doing now, but did you see their picture?
No,
Bob Lee Allen and Thomas Evan Gates. You didn't see their pictures?
No, oh, no. I got a story without pictures.
The Daily News story? The New York Daily News?
I read a different story before.
Oh.
What's their name? I want to see their pictures now.
This is Deliverance. Holy mackerel.
Bob Lee and David.
Bob Lee Allen and Thomas Evan Gates. It's their booking photos. They're wearing their jail outfits. Particularly Mr. Bob Lee Allen is... They look like they'd be in a cabin in the woods.
Can you imagine going to a cabin in Oklahoma and you go there?
These two guys are ready to cut it off.
To denut you.
Denut. All right, coming up next, a rundown of the latest at the border.
Look at
with
them.
The Haitians under the bridge. Kind of smiling, the one guy.
Yeah.
More coming up.
The guy on the right looks like somebody I know. John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI AM 640.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.